There's the kid who makes those Fringe Division comic books. Let's talk to him. River, is Edwin Massey your father?
Mm-hmm.
Will you be seeing him tonight?
Mm-mm.
By the way, what's the story?
The bullies had invaded us. My dad became a refugee. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
Soon he turned into
the lead historian. Our history from being rewritten by those. What's the deal with all those bark-like scabs on all of you?
After we settled, our skin was scabbed. We weren't quite sure what happened, but he said we should stay here.
The lead historian. The French team showed up right out of the blue. A videotape had led them to these Pennsylvania woods. Walter Lippinter and Anton Bishop too.
And I was so proud to show them the comic books I made about them. Olivia Dunham
gave me her autograph. As projected from the lab with a report, she said a nearby mine contains an energy system. I am now contained with quartz crystals.
But for anyone who enters this energy nerve center,
the scabs would grow and cause immediate paralysis. My dad showed the team a Walter needs copper for a protective suit.
My dad said I can't hear my handsome. We've got antibiotics for a swap, but they won't fit with anyone they don't know.
My dad asked the Fringe team to leave town. Also, the archive could not be found.
He was scared, he admitted to me. He just didn't want to lose me.
But he changed his mind and he wants to do his part. But they had no copper at the other camp. My dad just pretended that we did. The Fringe team to buy some time. He retrieved the crystals from the mine.
No. I felt so helpless there as I cried. I saw my dad's corpse way down in the mine.